What's up, everybody? Jesse from Plant the Spear here, wrapping up day two of ACC football kickoff here in Charlotte, North Carolina. Of course, today we got to speak with Florida State head coach Mike Norvell, then Kalen DeLoach, Jordan Travis, and ending up with Jared Verse. And to sum up a lot of what I felt the theme of today was, the kind of overarching theme, was a lot about culture and expectations. And to get into the expectations first, you know, when you're a place like Florida State, and this is something that Mike Norvell talked about, I think he leaned into it well. You come to Florida State to play at a place that has high expectations. You're not here to win a bowl game. You're not here to win 10 games. You're here to compete for ACC championships. You're here to compete for a national title. And I think that he embraces that. You know, this is something that when you show up to Florida State, it is expected of you to compete on a national level. And so I think they are just excited for this season to be able to go out and try to live up to those expectations. They're not hiding from them. They do embrace them. And I think that was a positive thing to see, that they don't hide from it. You know, they know they got talent. They know that they're expected to be good. The other thing that I saw that was really a big theme was the culture. It kept coming up a lot. Even in my own questions, the first question I asked Mike Norvell was about Bobby Bowden and the way this program was built, because he had the Bobby Bowden logo on his tie. I know you couldn't see it on TV, but it made its way around social media. And I asked why it was so important to him to build the program the right way, the Seminole Scholar, the highest team GPA, the off-the-field work they do. And he said that it is the standard. It is what the foundation that has been laid by the legendary coach Bobby Bowden in the past, and that he's just trying to live up to the standard of Florida State. And I think that that's, it just really speaks positively about what we talked a lot about last year. And with the flipping of the culture in the locker room by Florida State and what Norvell's been able to do since he got here. And that was also a theme that continued with the players. You know, I asked Jared Verse, it was a huge decision for you to come back. What was it that led into that? And the first thing he said was the other players. Jerrion Jones came back. Trey Benson came back. Jordan Travis came back. Those are some names that he threw out. So the first thing you do is go to your teammates. Kalen DeLoach talked about being able to be a leader of this defense. You know, Jordan Travis, I asked him about being QB1 last year for the first time, you know, without splitting snaps and getting a big win under his belt at LSU, and how that portrays to this year when you do have those high expectations. And the first thing he said was he pivoted. Instead of talking about the LSU win, he talked about the NC State loss. And that is an answer that I can really respect, because, you know, a lot of times in life, our successes get celebrated, but our failures are where you learn the best lesson. And that's kind of what he talked about. And he said afterwards, it really beat him up, hurt him to throw that interception that essentially ended the game. He said that the first thing that happened was his teammates lifted him up and let him know that it was going to be okay. And I think that just speaks volumes to the culture flip that we've seen at Florida State. And that is a huge part of why they've had the success that they've had and why I think that's going to continue forward now. You know, that's also a big factor in why they've been so successful in the transfer portal. You see guys want to be a part of this when you have that brotherhood, that family atmosphere. And I know everyone talks about it, but you really see when you get to interview the players. And of course, this was my first time being able to have like that up close personal interaction. And I do think it really kind of puts things in a different perspective, because, you know, we see him play on Saturdays, and sometimes, you know, we're very fortunate that Norvell gives the access that they do to this team. But I think sometimes you forget about the human aspect. You know, these are people too, and it just really puts it on a more personal level to hear them talk about their teammates, to hear them talk about their coaches and the culture that has been built at Florida State. And that leads to success. That leads to the transfer market, where people see that and they want to come be a part of it. Of course, there was also a lot of talk about the transfers. You got questions about Fentrell Cypress, Keon Coleman. Those were two names that were brought up a few times. And I really think it was just excitement about the new pieces and how they're going to fit in this offense and this defense and what they're going to be able to do to elevate Florida State's game on the field. We already know Florida State's been climbing the talent ladder, steadily been elevating over time. And now they really do have pieces that can make them one of the top tier programs in college football in the transfers that they have. And so it was just overall, it was a good press conference. I really enjoyed my time here. I enjoyed getting to speak with the players. I think Florida State did very well in the press conference. I think everybody looked sharp, was dressed nice, as far as that goes. So overall, guys, that's going to wrap it up here from Charlotte, and we're going to go ahead and close it out. I'll probably be back tomorrow. We've got Clemson. Maybe we can get some intel on them. But, yeah, that's going to be it for Charlotte, guys. So I appreciate you tuning in. Thanks for watching, and go Noles.